The opening day of the park was scheduled for 2 o'clock on Monday, May the 29th. Some preparation had been made with a path being laid from the Liardet Street entrance to what is now known as Cannon Hill. This is the mound which lies immediately north of the Band Rotunda. A large number of people congregated on top of the hill facing the Liardet Street entrance in readiness to see the ceremony of planting the first tree. The weather was fine, one of the best days of the season. The superintendent, Fred Carrington, along with his daughters, Jessie and Jane, arrived in the ground early, with a number of their friends. All the Recreation Ground Board members attended the ceremony. These were Chairman, Mr. Thomas King, the Secretary, Mr. Robert Collins, Thomas Colson, Harris Ford, James Davis, John Gilmore, and Robert Clinton Hughes. Mr. King, addressing His Honor the Superintendent, said,
"It was now upward of 38 years since he, as representative of the New Zealand Company, surveyed and laid out the town of New Plymouth, and His Honor would no doubt remember that he then set apart land that surrounded the town as broad belts and also made large reserves for recreation purposes. Sometime afterwards, Governor Fitzroy came down here and disposed of those lands and took from them their recreation grounds. Many years had elapsed since then, but lately it has been through His Honor's means that some amends had been made, and they had restored to them a portion of that which had been taken away, by setting apart the land for the recreation grounds. Such being the case, the trustees considered that it was but fitting that His Honor should be present, and take part on the occasion of the planting of the first trees."
Following the speeches, Carrington, along with his eldest daughter Jane, were taken to the spot which had been prepared for the planting of the first tree, which was a British oak. Board member James Davis presented Miss Carrington with a neatly polished little spade which can be seen at Pakeha-Riki Museum. There is an inscription on one side of the spade handle, which reads, "To plant the first tree in the recreation ground." The inscription on the opposite side reads, "Presented to Miss Carrington." A large hole had been dug and the tree placed in it, which was held by Tom Coulson, whilst Miss Jane Carrington very gracefully lifted some earth with the spade and threw it over the roots. Similar process was carried out on the north side of the mound, where a puriri was planted representing New Zealand, and again, the same happened on the west side, where a Norfolk Island pine was planted representing the South Pacific. And on the south side, a Pinus insignis representing America was planted. The ceremony was brought to a conclusion with the band playing the national anthem. Following the official planting of the four trees, onlookers were invited to plant other trees, many of which had been supplied by Mitchinson's nursery. Ground next to the path that now runs between Cannon Hill and the Fountain Lake had been prepared for this purpose.